SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A jury found both Meta and YouTube liable in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. The decision came after more than 40 hours of deliberation across 9 days and more than a month since jurors heard opening statements. The plaintiff, a 20-year-old woman identified as KGM in court documents, says her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her mental health struggles. Iran has received an American plan to pause the war in the Middle East, a proposal sent even as Washington deploys paratroopers and more Marines to the region. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Tehran did not confirm receiving the plan and publicly dismissed the diplomatic effort while launching more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries, including an assault that sparked a huge fire at Kuwait International Airport. Iran has also continued to come under attack. Two officials from Pakistan, which delivered the plan to Iran, described the 15-point proposal broadly, saying it addressed sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, limits on missiles, and reopening the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial waterway through which a fifth of the world's oil supply is shipped. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Travel disruptions deepened on Tuesday as senators raced to salvage a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown by funding much of the department, including airport workers going without pay, but excluding immigration operations. Acting TSA Administrator Hal McNeil told House Homeland Security Committee members,
prior to this shutdown, our TSO call-out rate was 4%. Now multiple major airports are experiencing days where 40 to 50% of their staff are calling out because they simply cannot afford to report to work. This has led to the highest wait times in TSA history, with some wait times greater than 4.5 hours.
The sudden sense of urgency comes as U.S. airports are snarled by long security lines. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing to celebrate Palm Sunday.
Believers the world over will kick off Holy Week with services celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Those celebrations will be low-key in Israel due to the war with Iran. The annual Palm Sunday parade in Jerusalem has been canceled for safety reasons. Holy Week is the run-up to Easter Sunday, April 5th this year. Some churches will mark Maundy Thursday, and most will hold services on Good Friday before the big event. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in pro-life states are focusing on measures intended to crack down on abortion pills. The governor of South Dakota signed such a bill this month, and lawmakers in Mississippi appear close to finalizing one. The emphasis comes as a new survey suggests that getting pills through telehealth has passed traveling to other states as the most common way for women in pro-life states to obtain abortions elsewhere. This is SRN News. A tearful Savannah Guthrie pleading for the return of her missing 84-year-old mother.
In an NBC TV interview, the Today Show co-host says somebody needs to do the right thing and provide information that leads to a resolution of the case. Guthrie says she wakes up every night wondering about the terror her mother went through. The Today Show aired a portion of the interview Wednesday, says it will air more on Thursday and Friday. It is the first interview Savannah Guthrie has given since her mother went missing nearly 2 months ago. Rich Thomason reporting.
A novel plan to convince more of us to eat seafood. At the recent Seafood Expo North America in Boston, many products resembled salami, meatballs, fried chicken, and more. Industry reps say the aim is to make fish and seafood more appealing to more people. Americans have a notoriously limited appetite for seafood, eating only about 19 pounds per year. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.